You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. The Archduchess of the AM airwaves. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone's having a good Thursday. We have a lot to get to. It's a new kind of eye roll I have now watching the mainstream media cover Joe Biden. Because when they were covering him in the run-up to the election, it was gross and it was annoying. But I thought, and I think I'm naive, I thought maybe they would rein it back just a little bit now that they won and try to go back to that old school, oh, you know, we're kind of in the center, we kind of have some integrity. But no, they are full in for Joe Biden. The coverage yesterday, let me start by saying this. I made a big mistake last night. I got home. I went for a long walk. I shut my phone off. I ordered a cheeseburger. I had a delicious dinner, a nice vodka soda. I was relaxing. I was watching Netflix. And then around 10 o'clock, I turned my phone back on. And I went on Twitter. And oh my gosh, I have never seen this level of slobbering. It is really amazing. And I think Molly Hemingway, she put it really well. She was talking about how annoyed she is watching this. And she said, "These sycophantic headlines fill me with rage." And it was a headline from the Washington Post put up against a headline that they ran after Trump won in 2016. And she said, "Not just because of the unsubtle propaganda on behalf of their party, but because they are a reminder of the corruption, hatred, and lies the media displayed unrelentingly every day of the last 4 years against the party they loathe." That encapsulates exactly how I feel. It's not just that their coverage of Joe is laughable, which it is. It's the fact that we just got off of this four-year hate train. And they're trying to pretend that we're all not going to remember how nutty they would get about the stupidest things. But I think what I want to do is I want to open up the phone lines because I think there's certain things that the media does that annoy certain people. And I'll give you an example. My pet peeve is the fashion part of it. And I have no problem with what Dr. Jill wore to the inauguration, or Michelle Obama, or Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris. I thought they all looked nice. They all looked appropriate. No issues with their outfits. But that's just not enough for the press. They have to try to convince us that these three ladies are fashion plates that are bringing back American fashion, and that somehow Melania Trump, who's a supermodel, is finally out of there and we can start getting back to classy fashion. Am I losing my mind? For the last 4 years, and you wouldn't know this unless you follow some of the accounts I follow, but I follow accounts on Instagram and they're specifically dedicated to posting photos of some of Melania's looks. And it's nice because they don't put her in any magazines and they don't put her really on any news websites. And so I would see every single day different outfits she would wear. And they were stunningly beautiful. It really looked like they could have been on a magazine and they were just regular pictures taken of her. And then so to see today all of these headlines about how Dr. Jill is killing the fashion game and Joe Biden was wearing a Tom Ford suit, it just made me so annoyed. And I think
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I really do. And again, I'll say it again. I have no issue with their outfits. I thought they all looked beautiful. There's nothing wrong with what they wore. But I even saw on one account it said, like, oh, the last 4 years have been a real drought in fashion. According to who? Melania Trump brought the looks and never got any credit for it. Now, that's not the biggest deal. I mean, the Federalist has an entire stack here of just unbelievable takes from yesterday. Let me start with John King, who said there's an air of cleansing about today. And David Brooks, who we all know cried yesterday. I got a lot of people asking me on Twitter if that was actually true or if I was exaggerating. I don't think I was. You could say he got choked up, but it definitely, I would classify what happened with David Brooks as crying. And I know how he played it a lot on his show yesterday, but we might have to pull that back up and play it again. We have another one here from Andrew Sullivan, who's some sort of Beltway journalist. Just walking the dog and finding myself in tears. Relief? Patriotism? That ceremony restored something inside. Oh, and I almost forgot David Brooks's because I went on the rant about his crying. He wrote, this is once again a country that self-confidently believes in itself. Whatever that means. America now believes in herself again. I thought she did the whole time, but maybe I was wrong. And this one might be the most outrageous. I don't even know who this person is, but they're all blue checks. Can we just take one moment and note Hillary's dignity and class through the last 4 years and into today? How do their phones not combust when they type this stuff in? Like, does Jack Dorsey, he should be sending out warnings to that. Are you sure you want to say this? It's really embarrassing. And not true. Here's another one from Garrett Graff. Watching CNN and hearing Kate Bennett tell me that Joe Biden is wearing Ralph Lauren today is exactly the type of stunningly normal and boring details that seem to have my blood pressure dropping by the hour today. That's funny because all of these stunningly boring details have my blood pressure rising immensely. So, Garrett, we are totally on opposite ends of this. And this is another fashion one. This is cool. Barbara Lee is telling MSNBC that she was wearing Shirley Chisholm's pearls today. Chisholm inspired Lee to get into politics. Lee was one of Harris's earliest champions on the Hill. Women are wearing pearls today in solidarity with Harris. It goes on. So I'm opening up the phone lines, 844-500-4242. If you just got to let it out, serenity now. We're letting you let it out. What was it that drove you crazy? Is it the puff pieces about the Peloton that Dr. Jill and Joe both want to share the Peloton and, ooh, the White House isn't happy about that? Or is it some of this coverage from Nicole Wallace and the rest? I think someone on MSNBC compared them to the Avengers, the superheroes. Whatever it is, we're opening up the lines. Call in, vent your frustrations. We're going to have fun today. We got Jerry Callahan coming on. We have Holly Robichaud coming on. There's a lot of hope for Republicans. We're going to keep working towards 2022. But we got to enjoy this level of hypocrisy. They have no shame. They have no shame whatsoever. This is Trey Smith in my house, on my feet, singing along to Garth Brooks at the top of my lungs and violently weeping because racism is finally over. You know, there's a lot of people that I thought were going to end racism. Garth Brooks, he surprised me. Then again, he has friends in low places. Guys, call in 844-500-4242. We're going to be talking about this for a little bit. The media, this might be their all-time low, but today's a new day. This is The Grace Hurley Show.
I recently had a dental emergency and where...
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Hurley Show. We're going over the most frustrating moments of yesterday and last night and this morning. The press is just reveling in their candidate winning the presidency and all his glory, his aviator sunglasses, his love for ice cream. My question is someone going to cry today? Because when they didn't think Trump was going to ever get out of the White House, you know, they thought that the military was going to have to come in and pull Trump out. Stephen Colbert went on TV and cried. He cried that Trump wouldn't concede. He wore all black. And I was like, oh, the crying has got to stop. And I thought it would. Because usually, you know, when you're happy, you can keep it together a little bit. But David Brooks proved me wrong yesterday. He decided to let the tears flow while describing the inauguration and how moved he was by it.
Now, as I look at these faces, I must say I'm moved almost to tears by a lot of good people of different political views. But we have leaders who have not been able to be fully themselves. And they're good people. They're chatting. They're talking. They're wanting to run this country well. And this is opening day. And so now I find myself strangely moved and uplifted compared to where I was about hours ago.
I say this with love. Get it together. Pull yourself together, man. If I did that on this show, Howie Carr would be on the phone with me at the first break. And he would be like, please stop. You're embarrassing yourself. If there's no crying in baseball, there's no crying in reporting or journalism or whatever they're calling what they are doing now, which is kind of just sucking up to the Democrats. Anyway, we got people on the line. I will get to you. I also want to go over some of these Boston Globe headlines. So the Boston Globe has a top 10 list of their stories that are trending. And I'm going to read you guys some of these. They're really amazing. Most of them are about the inauguration. They are true puff pieces. And I think you'll enjoy them. But first, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Grace, I really enjoy your show. You're a fresh voice on the phone, so keep it going.
Thank you.
What I shared with your screener was, and nobody batted an eye about it, and I heard it yesterday, and then I heard it again this morning. Supposedly, and you can fact check this, but I don't reason that since it was on the drive-by media, they mentioned it. Supposedly, before our new president and his entourage moved into the White House, they did a $500,000, that's a $500,000 deep cleaning of the White House. And as I'm saying to your call screener, how dirty was the White House when Trump was living there? I mean, I would think that he had maids and all the people to keep that place thick and clean. And so we just pissed away, I'm sorry to use that term, $500,000 in the first 24 hours of the administration. I'm just shocked, and nobody batted an eye.
And Chris, I did hear Jake Tapper say that. He reassured his listeners, you know, oh, don't worry, it was deep cleaned. The Trumps are out of there. We deep cleaned this place before precious Joe Biden and Dr. Jill could even walk in the place.
Did they have an exorcism ceremony? Did they get evil spirits out? I mean, what else did they do?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know if you know this, Jared, but Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. So
I have heard this.
Have you heard that?
I've heard it mentioned once or twice.
His new press secretary, Jen Psaki, mentioned it yesterday when asked about the Hyde Amendment. She brought up how Joe's a real devout Catholic. I know a few devout Catholics and they get a real kick out of that. It's tough to be on both sides, you know, pro-choice and a devout Catholic, but he manages to do both. He's a jack of all trades.
That's Lunch Bucket Joe for you. The guy's incredible.
He really is. John, you're next with Grace. What's going on, John?
Hey, good luck with your show. You do a great job, and Howie did a great job picking you.
Oh, thank you, John.
A couple of things. How does Biden afford a Tom Ford suit? They go for about $4,000.
I misspoke, John.
I
think it was Ralph Lauren. I think I misspoke. It was Ralph Lauren. So
he downsized. And then the other thing is, as far as Hollywood and all those politicians, you know, politician with no conscience, they don't care what they say, what, when, where, and how. They don't care if they hurt people. They're all out for themselves. And you know something? When I voted in the election, I voted for the next generation. Okay, I didn't vote for myself. I voted for the next generation because they're going to have to deal with China. They're going to have to deal with all those open borders. And I wish all those Hollywood scumbags get, in other words, all the illegals coming in, I hope they get a taste of them. You know, sorry to say, I feel bad about Trump. The other thing is, Is he going to lose his thing? You know how presidents get the library, presidential library?
Yeah, so I think that's up for debate whether or not he gets, you know, whether or not the impeachment continues. I think if it does and he's, what, convicted, then he can't have a library.
That's why they want to impeach him. They just don't, they don't want him to have it. They don't want any record of him, you know. He can't get any of the benefits. They don't even want him to have the Secret Service protection that you get. I mean, they don't want him to have any benefits or any recognition of being a former, basically purge him from the roles of presidents is what they want to do.
Purge. That's a word we've been hearing a lot of. Reprogram.
I'm sorry.
Deprogram, rehabilitate, re-educate, purge, cleanse.
I misspoke. They want to unify him from the roles of presidents.
Thank you. We're all about decency at the Grace Curley Show, Jared. If you could get on board with that, that'd be great. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call, John. I agree with you, though. I have said that to a lot of, especially my siblings, my younger siblings. I'm like, you realize, I just hope you don't buy into the BS of like J-Lo and Lady Gaga as if we're supposed to listen to them or we're supposed to be so excited that they finally got what they wanted and they got Orange Man Bad. And it reminds me of a Babylon Bee story I saw once where it said, man thinks that he's really brave by agreeing with all of the media in Hollywood and the elite. Like, how does that make you such a renegade that the richest people in the world, you know, are so happy that Joe Biden's back? And this person, Matthew Peterson, he had a great tweet. He said, the cool kids got rid of the big bad orange bully, the cool kids being all those people you saw at the inauguration yesterday. One senses the awkwardness of them all in the same crowd surrounded by soldiers after the sudden end of all they did. But the rhetoric rests on unity and truth. And this they agree on, truth and unity over lies, of course. It's so true. They're all so happy that things are going back to the way they were. And they'll all start going to the White House again and performing. And I talked about this in my column last week. They will bring back the correspondence dinners, the White House correspondence dinners, and they'll all pretend they can take a joke. And they'll probably still always talk about Donald Trump. They'll never get over that. And it's just so swampy. And everyone sees it. And I think that that is something that Trump's legacy is going to really show itself, because Trump exposed them for being such frauds. All of them, not just Democrats, but Republicans too. And they can't shake that. That's not going away with Donald Trump. I don't think, and they can talk about Melania's approval rating and Trump's approval rating as much as they want. No one has a worse approval rating than the media. Besides maybe Congress, but I think Congress has a higher approval rating, which is really sad because people hate Congress. Guys, let me read you guys some of these headlines and then we'll get to the calls. This is from the Boston Globe. Trump's favorite paper. Inaugural fashion nods to political unity and American design. Biden's 17 executive orders in detail. On Inauguration Day, the hill we climbed and the dreams we can no longer defer. Fist bumps, cute kids, and a giant bird. Not to miss moments from the inauguration. World hope for renewed cooperation with U.S. under Biden. Bernie Sanders and his bulky Vermont-made mittens won the internet on Inauguration Day. Amid presidents and pop stars, poet Amanda Gorman grabs the spotlight at inauguration. It's brutal. It's brutal. Go ahead, Jared. You look like you're about
to... It's, like you said, it was the swampiest of swampiest things ever. And it just... What really irritates me is that for 4 years, these people have thrown a temper tantrum. And that's what it was. It was a gigantic temper tantrum for 4 years. And now they got what they want. That bothers me.
No, right. It's rewarding the kid who kept screaming and screaming and screaming. You finally buy them the ice cream and they kind of look at you and say, yep, I knew I was going to win this. And then every time they're unhappy after that, they know the right thing to do. Throw a temper tantrum. We don't have to be civil. We don't have to accept your candidates. We can pout and scream and cry for 4 years and constantly say your pick was illegitimate and still get what we want. And everything's back to normal. You guys can shut up and sit down. And we're not, you know, we might not throw you in re-education camps, but you have to apologize and repent before we let you back into, you know, regular society. And that's what it is. You're absolutely right. Jean, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Jean?
Hi, Grace. And it's such a pleasure to hear your voice every day. It, you know, good luck. And I see great things in the future for you.
Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome. I just wanted to tell you, nobody could ever wear pearls as well as Jackie Kennedy. I don't care who you are. Jackie Kennedy rocked the pearls, the pearl necklaces.
She did. She rocked a lot of different stuff. Remember that pink outfit she had, that famous one with the little hats and
the pillbox hat. Yep.
Ugh. I mean, she was just absolutely the height of fashion.
She's no Dr. B, but who could be?
Jared. Dr. B. That's what the Washington Post said a lot of people call her. So that's what we're going to call her now.
She's my doctor.
You know, it was a big theme last night, too. I saw on Twitter. Once again, I will let you guys know, I did make a big mistake last night. I should have just kept to my vodka soda and my cheeseburger and my Netflix, but I deterred and I went on Twitter and I spiraled once I got on Twitter. One thing I did notice, though, and this always happens when the Democrats are happy, they start talking about what their 5-year-olds are saying. Mom,
yeah.
Can I be the vice president someday, too? Yes, you can, Amabella. Of course you can. And then they'll, you know, put it in quotes. None of their kids are saying that. Let's be real. Stop lying, please. David, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, David?
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about President Trump's next move.
What do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think he should run for his House seat in his district in Florida. And there's going to be some redistricting because of the census. He should run for the House seat. He'll win by a landslide. Then he should run for Speaker, become Speaker of the House in 2022 with a massive Republican majority. And then immediately begin his run for 2024 for president.
Yeah, there's been talk that he's going to start his own party, like a Patriot Party or something like that. I'm kind of hoping he doesn't. I just hope they primary a lot of these rhinos. I think that's the better move. But yeah, David, those aren't bad ideas. I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, that he's going to take some time. And I know he's in Palm Beach now. I think he's going to go to Scotland soon, probably golf at Turnberry and his other golf places. He'll probably, you know, go all over the place, as he should. He deserves a break. But I do hope he buys like a townhouse in D.C. because I like the idea of him driving them crazy. Like they're all peace and unity and D.C. feels good again. And we can. Oh, and by the way, guys, American flags, they're back. You know, your neighbors who haven't put up American flags in 4 years because it reminded them of Donald Trump. They'll start putting them out again because they're proud. They're proud to be Americans again. But that is one thing I kind of hope Trump does, is just kind of make his way around D.C. and, hey, how you doing, Hillary? How's it going? That would drive them completely insane. Guys, listen up. This is the best deal you're going to be offered all week. Have you been thinking about buying one of the Eden Pure Gen 30 space heaters or the Thunderstorm air purifier, which I have right here? Well, until Friday, you don't have to buy one or the other. I love this deal so much. You can get both with code word THUNDER. You will get a free Thunderstorm when you purchase the Gen 30 space heater. Home heating bills are about to start skyrocketing, potentially costing you hundreds of dollars a month. Eden Pure Gen 30 heater will save you up to 50% on your heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 30 classic infrared heater uses state-of-the-art infrared heat to warm you to the core. It's even been proven to keep you warmer than your furnace and save you money on your heating bills every month. The Gen 30 heater doesn't dry out the air in the room and therefore helps prevent dry skin. If you have pets or young kids around, you don't have to worry about the heater catching on fire. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word THUNDER. That's nearly $100 in savings and shipping is free too. Buy the Eden Pure Gen 30 and with code word THUNDER, you get a free Thunderstorm air purifier. I love this because especially in the winter, I always have the heat up so high. It drives my fiance crazy. He does not like the high heating bills. But a lot of times I'm only in one spot. Like I really just sit in my living room. So the heat is blasting throughout the house and it's pointless. It's a waste of money. With the Gen 30, I can have it in one spot, warm up, and then shut it off when I'm done. It's perfect. So buy the Eden Pure Gen 30 with code word thunder. You get a free thunderstorm air purifier. EdenPure.com. You'll never be cold again, and you'll never smell that odor again. It's a 2-for-1. EdenPure.com, code word thunder. We'll be right back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
This hour of The Grace Curley Show is brought to you in part by the Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. Do what I did and enjoy this beautiful inn. To reserve your room, go to FollinsbyInn.com.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 Heater. Friday is the last day to get a free thunderstorm when you order the Gen 30 Heater. This is close to $100 in savings. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word thunder. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who had the most cringeworthy Biden inaugural reaction?
This is going to be a tough one.
David Brooks, David Chaslane, John Heilman, or Lauren Wolf?
So Lauren Wolf was the one who tweeted that she had chills when Biden landed for the inauguration. David Brooks cried, which we played earlier in this hour. Heilman, however you say it, he compared them to the Avengers, which we have the cut of. We can play that now.
The sight of the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas, you know, the Avengers, you know, sort of the Marvel superheroes back up there together all in one place, well, with their friend Joe Biden.
And the other guy was the lights, Joe Biden's, the lights are like Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
So I'm going to say David Brooks, and I'll tell you why. I cry a healthy amount. I'm not opposed to crying. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But you don't cry in your soup, and you don't cry in public, okay? If I cannot do it, David Brooks should know not how to do that, or do not know how to do that. I don't know. No crying.
David Brooks in the lead at 67%.
Good.
David Chaslane with Biden's arms at 25% for second place. John Heilman with the Avengers, which I have so many issues with that, 8%. Lauren Wolf polling at 0. Docker.
See, I think I would be more mad about the Avengers, but I don't give those movies even any sort of mind space. Like, I don't care about those movies at all.
Well, my favorite part of the quote was, he's like, oh, they were like the Avengers and their friend Joe Biden. So, like, what is Joe? Is Joe, like, is he the mascot? Is he, like,
he's the, like Robin?
The plucky dog? Is he, like, a kid at the hospital they take a picture with? Like, what?
Oh, he doesn't even get the status.
He's not even an Avenger.
Wow.
Like the butler.
I saw somebody say that yesterday during the inauguration, because he didn't end the inauguration. Someone got up and spoke after him, and they said he can't even headline his own show. He's got to be, like, he's not even the closing act.
Right. Well, that's, like, you notice that, I mean, all of them were there, but you notice that Obama was always right behind Joe.
Yeah. Guys, I have another poll question I'm running on my Twitter at @G_Curley, and we're going to talk about this when we get back. I see you guys on the phone lines. We'll keep taking calls about the media's response to their savior, Joe. I wonder if he's going to stop the sea levels from rising. We will find out. This is The Grace Curley Show.